A Stanford student once asked a question that changed everything. Is my brain now different? The answer, backed by a decade of neuroscience research, was a resounding yes. Your brain physically changes when you practice creativity, forming new neural pathways that make innovative thinking as natural as breathing. Yet here's the paradox. The same brain that can rewire itself for genius is also hardwired to resist change. Our Paleolithic programming favors comfort and certainty over risk and innovation. Think about the last time you tried solving a problem. Your mind probably defaulted to familiar solutions, even when they weren't working. This isn't laziness, it's biology. But what if you could outsmart your own brain? Your brain restricts thinking based on past experience, creating invisible walls around what's possible. Breaking through requires cognitive flexibility, achieved through simple mental techniques. First, recognize your bias toward the familiar. When you pick up a coffee cup, your brain sees only container for hot beverages. But what if it became a planter, a pencil holder, a sound amplifier? This exercise, inspired by Marcel Duchamp, who turned a urinal into celebrated art, trains your brain to see beyond programmed functions. Second, understand that where thoughts go, energy flows. Positive thoughts generate momentum that propels possibilities forward, while negative thoughts drain creative fuel. Third, become the bouncer at your mind's entrance. Our brains have a negativity bias. We notice threats 5 times faster than opportunities. By consciously redirecting attention toward potential rather than worst-case scenarios, you create space for innovation to breathe. These aren't complex practices requiring years of meditation. They're quick mental pivots that, practiced daily, fundamentally reshape how you approach problems. Every possibility needs 3 coordinates: purpose, vision, and goal. Purpose defines why your project matters, the intention behind it. Vision is your mental movie of what hasn't happened yet, complete with sensory details and emotional textures. While goals come from the head, visions emerge from the heart, encompassing not just what you'll accomplish, but how it will feel and who it will impact. Goals provide the concrete target, what you specifically hope to accomplish and when. Everything you see is filtered through your personal context, your memories, experiences, and biases. Anas Nin captured this: we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. By becoming aware of this filtering, you gain freedom to choose how you perceive decisions and events. Try the crystal clear technique. Create vivid mental images of positive future outcomes. Your brain stores these imaginings similarly to real memories, with your subconscious continuing to work on them. You're creating muscle memory for possibilities before they exist. Athletes visualize perfect performances before competitions. You can visualize successful project launches, difficult conversations, or creative breakthroughs before they happen. Most limitations are imaginary constructs. Internal boundaries manifest as excuses like, I don't have time, or I don't have resources. Stanford design legend Dr. Bernie Roth has a technical term for these: bullshit. Your primordial brain creates these protective mechanisms to reduce risk, but examining them reveals they're self-imposed. External boundaries vary in flexibility. Traffic signals are rigid for good reason, but many everyday assumptions about how the world works prove surprisingly malleable. Rejections are merely data points, not final verdicts. No often means not right now. Your true value includes all you might someday accomplish, not just past achievements. Business valuations are determined by future potential. A company with no current revenue but strong prospects commands high value. This principle applies to personal worth too, though we habitually undervalue ourselves by focusing solely on past accomplishments. The serenity sorting exercise helps distinguish between controllable and uncontrollable elements, focusing your energy productively. This transforms failure from negative to essential by encouraging early, low-stakes failures that enable quicker adjustments toward success. True originality doesn't exist. Every idea builds on previous ones, but your unique perspective creates distinctive expressions. creativity synthesizes novel connections between existing concepts. Picasso's cubism drew from African masks. The Beatles transformed American rock through British sensibilities and Indian influences. Hamilton merged American history with hip-hop. Star Wars combined Flash Gordon serials, Kurosawa samurai films, and Joseph Campbell's mythology. Diverse data points, especially outside your usual perspective, enable novel combinations. This explains why travel, wide reading, and cultural engagement spark creativity. Steve Jobs credited his calligraphy class for inspiring Apple's revolutionary typography, demonstrating how cross-disciplinary knowledge drives innovation. Try the 180-degree flip exercise. Select an everyday object, list its characteristics, then write opposite meanings for each quality. A hot coffee cup becomes cold, liquid becomes solid, wake up becomes sleep aid. Sketch what this flipped object might look like. You might invent a cooling ceramic vessel for better sleep or a solid drink that dissolves in your mouth. This practice requires no genius, just willingness to step outside habitual thinking. Ideas are abundant and worthless without execution. Following microeconomic theory, what's truly scarce are people with courage to act. The film Big proves this. While over a dozen similar pitches existed, Superior Execution created a $151.7 million blockbuster. Brain scans revealed that less thinking produces more creativity. Participants who thought less while drawing showed reduced prefrontal cortex activity and increased motor cortex activity. Wayne Gretzky said, "I skate to where the puck is going to be. Make decisions in forward motion and adjust when obstacles arise." When Paper Punk's adhesive design proved unmanufacturable, the founder created an innovative tab and notch system that improved the product. The 3-15-60 minutes approach transforms productivity by categorizing tasks into time chunks. Start with quick wins, tackle medium items, and shuffle priorities continuously. This validates achievements, frees mental space, and breaks larger tasks into manageable pieces. Remember, how you do anything is how you do everything. Making possibilities happen requires four essential actions: see, start, do, and finish. Seeing means visualizing your desired outcome with enough intensity to make it feel real. Starting is the critical dividing line between action and inaction. Choose work over wish, as wanting without action achieves nothing. Have a vision, not an expectation. While creating detailed visions is crucial, attachment to specific outcomes can be paralyzing. Post-it notes were created accidentally while pursuing a strong adhesive, taking over a decade to find success. Doing represents the active phase where possibilities come alive through consistent effort. Creative tension is essential. Like a kite flying highest with maximum wind resistance, creative work thrives when opposing forces create productive friction. Perfection impedes progress. A good plan today beats a perfect plan tomorrow. Steven Tyler notes that creativity requires daring to suck, putting in 10 stupid things to get 2 great ones. Finishing is like finding balance, not a destination, but a moment in time. Understanding the point of diminishing returns is crucial. There comes a moment when additional effort yields less value. The real ending isn't what you make, but what you take with you, the doing, learning, and practice. What stands between birth and death are our possibilities.